Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We are joined by Mac Maledi from Carte Blanche. We've got a few messages in. One of them from Andrew Esterhuizen, who says, many years ago, they had a story of diamonds that were being sold next to a road in Mozambique. I'm asking for a friend. What road was that again?
All right, so Mac, I mean, we've seen you in the suits on Carte Blanche on a Sunday, TV's Bay, but sometimes we've seen some of your status pictures and you've had a bulletproof vest on. How scary does it get being on those kind of front lines, especially, I think it was 2 years ago when it was the riots in Durban and the kind of things that you see when you go to Alex as well?
A lot of the times what you guys don't see are the security companies that we travel with. There's big men with big guns on most of the stories that we do, especially in KwaZulu-Natal. I was kidnapped in KwaZulu-Natal by a Zulu chief, which I went to go find out a little bit later about, because we went on to what he... Well, it's traditional land, so to speak, part of the Ingonyama Trust, but it's land that is owned by former by farmers, Indian farmers, and they were complaining that people are cutting up pieces of their land and putting houses up. And we came to the story. During the interview, all of a sudden, there was like 13 tribesmen around us that said to us, come with us.
And it's not a suggestion.
It's not a suggestion. The guy in front, I can see that this guy has just killed someone. This one here has just killed someone, and I'm the next person he's going to kill if I don't come with us. I must come with us now.
Fair enough.
And so I'm the only black guy. It's Indian farmers and a white producer, white cameraman, white sound man. Also, I'm Sotho, I'm not Zulu, but I found my Zulu. I remember every Shaka Zulu series that I watched. I bombed my Zulu from the bottom of my heart.
Of your bomb bomb.
The first thing I did was saying, "Ya Kolisa, I apologize." I don't know what I was apologizing for.
In Dorolani.
I found to Kolisa, and that was the first Zulu word that came out of my mouth to say that I apologize for whatever it is that we've done. But we're here to cover a story. And I've never been so scared, because for 2 hours there was no network. We did not know where we were. We couldn't get help and nothing. And we had to come with these guys. And we were given a lecture for about 3 hours by the Zulu chief about how this land actually belongs to the Zulu kingdom. At that point in my life, I wanted to be a librarian. I did not want to be a Carte Blanche investigator. Like, nothing.
There is nothing glamorous about this job. I don't want to do it anymore. I want something nice and quiet, like bomb disposal or, you know, something relaxed. Gugu has sent us a message saying, McFarlane, my friend, Iron Mac, I'm so proud of you and all that you've achieved. This is only the beginning of the journey. Like I said, yesterday's price is not today's price. I love you loads, from Gugu.
Ah, Googs, you biscuit. That's our manager. That's the lady that cracks the whip behind Lloyd and I when we do our training. All we want to do is ride bike and swim and run, and you know, but there's a whole sort of army behind us when we did this whole Ironman journey, and there's a lot more to come. And I think for me that's what's been really incredible and what got me over that finish line.
Are we going to get to see some of the Ironman this weekend?
This weekend, live on Carte Blanche. And the most beautiful thing about it is that it's me and Derek. Derek was there at the finish line. So Derek and I will be presenting the show. So you'll really get to see how we where it all started and how it all ended. It ended in Snot and Trana.
Yeah.
You know, but you'll actually get to see it. So it's been incredible.
We also got a message from Wayne, and I think Wayne was just blown away by meeting you. He says, what a gentleman, without pants and all. And then here's a picture of, I think, Wayne's partner, Chantal. And you, and they're just so happy to meet you. So that's very, very special. Thanks, Wayne.
That's awesome. That was the anti-pants rally. We were on motorbikes from Pretoria to Harties, because apparently giraffes are now an endangered species because people take them for bushmeat. Giraffe. Who kills a giraffe? But anyway, so we did that anti-pants, anti-poaching rally on motorbikes with nothing but Ons Onnebroek. Beautiful.
I was going to say, any place where you don't have to wear pants is my kind of place. Listen, we'll be watching on Sunday. Congratulations on what was an incredible achievement and for an incredibly good cause.
Look, there are no amount of words to describe what happened on Sunday, but I think it's the beginning of great things. You know, somebody lost their life because of this, but their memory must live on, and there's so much more that's going to come, and we're really looking forward to it.
We're proud of you, Mac. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.